I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I hear him chatting the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys, man, so tough, but must keep walking.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cancel Me Now podcast. My name's Isaiah Butterfield. This is Josh Bluey Nielsen. Go and check him out at the Daily Blue, the giant Instagram that he never uses, but he does occasionally use it. Mate, we have a great guest on the show today, Nikki Osborne, an absolute great, fantastic comedian, and she's starting an OnlyFans.
That's what we do.
She's going to raise money for the koalas. What and a bloody legend. But before we get her on, what were you going to say? Sorry for cutting you off.
No, it's all right. No, not at all. Just
mate, we've got a massive merch drop right now. The fuck New South Wales and fuck Queensland drop that is not affiliated with State of Origin.
No.
At all. But for game two, if you want to get your merch, go and get it right now at isaacbutterfield.shop. It includes these great t-shirts that I'm wearing right now. It says Up the Blues. I'm sure editor Connor will throw up some of the photos right now. They're really, really exciting. So go and check them out.
Are you leveraging off the NRL's brand to make profit?
And never NRL? No, I'm a fucking UFC fan. Can you put some beers in that?
Yeah.
You know what we might even do? The thing you just said, we might bleep out the whole thing. Just a big beep.
Hey, are you?
Boop. No one will sue Isaac. Now, you got recognised the other day for the first time.
Well, yeah.
Well, not the first time, but from the podcast.
No. It was funny. I was having gelato up at Popolo at Charlestown.
Yeah,
shout out the good people at Popolo at Charlestown.
Popolo.
And the gentleman was from Argentina. Him and his family have recently moved from Argentina.
From Argentina.
And they are learning Australian slang from your videos in our podcast.
Okay.
Which I said was a terrible idea.
Yes.
I guess you're here. Yeah, that was it.
Oh,
yeah, he's a lovely fella. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Well, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, let's go and see if Nikki is available and we'll start this conversation right now. All right. Ladies and gentlemen. How you going? This podcast is someone's trying to stop this podcast from happening because
the universe is intervening. That's for sure.
We were up on the Gold Coast, in Brisbane last week, and we filmed this podcast. And then the audio files corrupted.
Oh.
I paid for a hire car, Nikki. You can cop this. Paid for a hire car to stay there an extra day to do the podcast. Then we had to spend 3 hours in traffic and then drive to the airport and then get an Uber that's usually $40, $170 back to the Gold Coast, and then the files all corrupted. So we've had an absolute mess. By the way, Josh Nielsen.
Hello, mate.
This is Nikki Osborne. G'day, Josh.
Nikki, pleasure.
Can I just call you Junk?
No, it's Bluey. That's his nickname. It's Bluey.
Bluey. All right. Bluey. I'm just reading his jumper. Anyway.
Oh.
Junkyard Skits. Yeah.
And you've got fuck sakes jumper. Is that a shirt on? Is that your merch?
Well, no. That's French Connections merch.
Oh.
It's actually for cuck's sake.
Oh, for cuck's sake. I like it.
So I can wear it at school, pick up and not get in trouble.
Not bad.
So our first podcast, it was actually quite racy.
Ooh.
I actually think you corrupted it.
She said racy, not racist. Which is
still,
yeah,
I know that's racy. But yeah, we were talking about a lot of different things. Now, for people who don't know Nikki, she is a comedian, a very well renowned comedian. She's very, very good at her job. She's quite a fine comic, and she is just on fire at the moment. She's also got a show coming out that we don't know if we can talk about yet or not, depending on when this is released.
Yes.
So what can we say about the show? It's coming out on a big network.
Yes, it's kind of a big deal.
You're actually a real TV human. You're a real TV guy.
I am an executive producer.
Oh, my God.
I know. It feels like being a dentist. You know what I mean? You got to eat more
out your name. Oh, yeah. Am I right in saying that you're starting an OnlyFans?
I am starting at OnlyFans, and you know what? I've been catching up on your YouTube stuff, and I'm like, how's he going to spin this? Bloody hell, is he going to turn it on me? But yes, my character Bushy, has started, like, within my show, starts an OnlyFans, but I went, bugger it, if I do this in real life, I'll start an OnlyFans in real life as Bushy to unbugger the koalas. Because crowdfunding's like, that's for boomers.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what's the quickest way to raise money? OnlyFans.
So people make a lot of money on OnlyFans. Of that, there is no doubt. But does this mean you're going nude on OnlyFans? Because that's what people want to know.
Well, I'll say yes, so then everyone subscribes.
Because people make a lot of money. Like Bad Bebe or Bad Barbie.
Barbie.
Catch Me Outside girl. She made $50 million last year from OnlyFans.
Fuck.
$52 million. Could you imagine if I raised $52 million and handed it over to the Leaf Munchers? Fuck, that'd hurt.
You could do an Amber Heard and just pledge it and then never give them a fucking cent.
That's a great one.
I actually mentioned Amber Heard in my video talking about pledging the money. I'm like, and unlike Amber Heard, I'm actually going to give the money to the koalas.
So,
but an interesting fact with that, I've got to tell you though, is I started approaching charities before I was going to launch, and none of them wanted the affiliation. They were so, because it's so stigmatized, OnlyFans, that they were more concerned about their social standing and their reputation than the actual cause that they're in charge of.
So
I'm like, what about the fucking koalas?
Who did you approach?
Oh, I'm not going to name and shame.
Oh, not going to name names.
Ah, fuck them.
So let's say you've approached fucking Donald's Koala Fund.
Yes.
And you've said, listen, I'm going to get the girls out to save the koalas.
Yep.
They've just said. And you know, can I just say this? Because we have already filmed this podcast and we had an hour and a half long chat, I feel very comfortable talking about Nikki's boobs.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it. And like when we first met, it was like, oh yeah, so nude, like ha ha ha. But then we've already had this conversation. It was like, yeah, so Nikki's tits is going to save the koalas. I feel more comfortable. I just thought I'd point that out because I feel a bit of a creep.
No, that's fair enough.
I know.
They've just become a currency now. They're not even part of me anymore. It's Bitcoins just the currency.
And Nikki's tits.
Titcoin.
Well, the poor koalas, I mean, they've had a roasting.
They've got chlamydia.
They've drowned in the drink. They've all got the clap.
Who doesn't?
They've all got pus. Right. The clap is part of this show. It's great.
Or for actually, I was going to make a joke. I shouldn't make it.
Why?
I made it this morning on Husey, Aaron and Ed, and they're like, you can't say that.
What? Say it. You can say anything here. Fuck shit.
No, I know, but I'm still, I've got to be careful.
Why?
Basically, I just said, oh, nah.
Let me tell it. say it.
This is what happens when you're in TV land, right?
You could get properly cancelled. You've always got a
little bit of control. Like you can get properly cancelled.
Why don't you get your producer to text it to me and I'll say it?
Okay. All right. That's a good idea, Dave.
Yeah.
You heard it this morning, didn't you?
Which one?
The one saying they've had a roasting. Instead of you saying I'm not in trouble, they've had a roasting, they've been drowning in the drink, and now they've all got the clap. Or, in other words...
Yeah, can you remind me what that is again?
Yeah, or for, it's a Tuesday.
Abby
fuck!
What did he say? I missed it.
What did he say?
Abby Chatfield.
Or for Abby Chatfield, that's a Tuesday. You should have just fucking said it. That was great.
That's great. Why can't we say that?
I mean,
didn't Abby get stuck into you? They have beef?
Abby got okay, are we going to keep this in or not? Because I want to know if we continue this route. Do you want to keep that in? Because that's funny.
I know it is funny. Look, we can dance about.
Let's do it.
Yep. All right. Yeah, we can. Thing is, like, at the end of the day, I'm just a person who copped an absolute spraying online,
and I've
been so quiet about it because I don't want to upset anyone, and yet I'm the one who just wore it all. So
let's clear it up for people because you copped and you know if you had said that on the radio this morning, which I think is a very fucking funny joke, If you had said that on the radio this morning without any context, I'd be like, why the fuck is Nikki having a crack at this young lady who's doing very well in her career?
I know. And in a way, I'm pleased for her. If she hadn't picked a fight with me, I'd be really happy for her. And I'm still trying to be happy for her because I'm all about girl power, but far out.
So what happened? Take us through what happened with Abby Chatfield. If you don't know who Abby Chatfield is, she was on Love Island or something like that, and she, I don't know, she started... I don't know.
I don't fucking know either.
She's on Instagram. She's an Instagram girl, and now she's dancing with the stars or something. So she's doing good.
Yeah, so this is not an attack.
Fuck an attacker.
I was attacked. Okay, so it was during the time when everyone was protesting against the mandated jab.
Yeah, everyone. Oh, everyone. That sounds like an anti-vax point of view.
This is very much too far. I'm covering all the things you shouldn't talk about, jabs.
Who cares? People were definitely, they were against it. I was against the mandating of the jab. It's ridiculous. You shouldn't tell people what they have to do with their bodies, right?
No, you really shouldn't. And, you know, what got me is when people were saying, my body, my choice for, you know, at the abortion clinics, but then not when it comes to anything but the uterus. There's a lot of hypocrisy. Like, do you think people have the choice or not? Anyway, I've diverted. But yes, okay, so it's during that time, they're all protesting, and I shared a meme. It was going viral at the time, like so many people had sent it to me. And so I just popped it up because I'm like, well, everyone else is sharing it. And a lot of people had posted on their page. And I popped it up on my page, and it was Harvey Weinstein clinging on to Lindsay Lohan, like, argh. And it said the original, no jab, no job.
It's a great meme.
Look, he's laughing.
It's a great meme. I'm going to see if I can find
anything
it.
Anything Harvey Weinstein tickles me.
Exactly. And you know what? I've been going Weinstein for a long time because I've been in this industry for a long time, and I've been hit on more times than the Family Feud buzzer. Like, I've got stories, and I've weathered them
this
all.
This is the meme here. The original no jab, no job. And for those of you watching, it's just Harvey Weinstein grabbing on, and the joke is you can't get a job in the Hollywood industry unless you cop a jab or a dick from Harvey Weinstein. That's
the
joke.
Well, no, they're calling him a prick. You know, you've got to have a prick to have the job.
Yeah, it's the same joke. Like,
yeah,
it's
a prick.
Double entendre.
Have your prick. Have a jab. Basically, I saw it as reminding people of how coercive he was and that you could not get a job in a Weinstein movie unless you submitted. And I'm like, this is brilliant because people are really feeling the tension of what's happening now and thinking it's unfair. Imagine how you felt. Like, this is how women have been feeling for a very long time. And for me, it was really cathartic because I'm like, yes, that's how it feels. No, apparently not. That was when, within 5 minutes, I started getting, because all my friends, my audience, who know I'm into subversive comedy, because that's how I cope with shit, they're all laughing and they're all on board. And then all of a sudden, I get this barrage of comments coming in that are completely the opposite, going, you support rape. How dare you support rapists? You are promoting this culture. Are you one of the blokes? Do you just bend over and think it's funny? And that's just, it's getting completely out of hand. I'm like, where have these people come from? They're not my followers. And then I got a text saying that, you know who had done this whole 20-minute
She who
rant.
Shall not be named.
Harvey Weinstein? I'm confused. No, I'm just joking.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing when, because Claire, my wife in a month, Claire, said to me, oh, look what's going on here with Nikki. And I was like, oh, okay, because we've sort of started following each other through a mutual friend who won't be named because he's terrified of the Daily Mail, Ryan Gallagher from MAPS. Anyway, he's genuinely terrified. I only got in a fight one night and he ran away because he was scared about the Daily Mail finding out about it. What a cat. Anyway, so... So he is. No, I love him, but he's a.
I love Ryan.
Oh, get over it. Anyway, he's
like a puppy.
He's
anyway,
what?
He's like a puppy.
What about his dog unfortunately passed away and he was just so tragically distraught about it. And he goes, I don't think I can ever get another dog. He said, I can't ever do it again. I can't go through that loss. So he adopted a 13-year-old dog.
Oh, mate, you're going to go through that again pretty soon.
Idiot.
Yeah, but you can't get as attached to a 13-year-old one. That'll be dead soon, brother.
Point. It's just
that's basically him saying, oh, well, if I've only got 3 months with it, then I won't be quite as attached.
It's such a Ryan move.
Get one that's about to die and then just,
So we look at this.
I wonder if he'll get a tattoo of it and then remove it.
So Ryan's currently getting all these tattoos removed. Anyway, so she or she not be named. What's the name? Fucking...
AC.
Abby Chatfield.
AC, air conditioning. Yeah,
the AC was turned up and she was blowing up at Nikki. She's like, how dare you promote rape culture and all this type of shit. Like she's put up 30 Instagram stories and we're going through it going, what the fuck? And this is what Claire said to me. She said, what Chatfield is doing here is amounts to bullying. She's bullying this woman who's in the industry the entertainment industry. She's bullying her and she's successfully bullying her to push her own agenda that she's this savior and she's, so woke and look at me. And she's basically just trying to cancel Nikki, who, as Nikki just said, has been in the industry for a long time, dealt with all this bullshit, making a joke about the bullshit that she had to deal with. This young chick who's just popped up out of nowhere, being on Love Island or fucking Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or some Who Dares Wins or something. Who gives a fuck? She turns up, Who Dares Wins, great show.
Mike Whitney, bring him back.
He'll be on the podcast next week.
They are bringing it back, I think. Anyway, continue.
Gross. Hosted by Abby Chatfield. Will you listen to a podcast for $50? No.
Fuck no.
So she's having a crack at poor old Nikki over a joke. This is the thing that does my head in, is she's in the entertainment industry. She's playing this game that she's so fucking wonderful and great and all this type of stuff. Like, have you not ever joked about something horrific like rape? Rape jokes are funny. If people laugh, they're fucking funny. Get over yourself.
It's just virtue signaling.
It's like, oh, look how beautiful and wonderful and great I am. And I just had the shits that she attacked you over it. It's got nothing to do with me, but it really got to me that she would bring down another woman when she plays this game that she is the savior of women everywhere.
Well, I appreciate that sentiment because that's how I felt, but I just stonewalled it all because I'm like, I can't enter this argument because I'm getting lumped on so much. Like I'd never actually corresponded with her. Because I thought maybe she was coming down off something and I'm like, no, don't. That's not fair. So I just sat there and watched Working Mums, which is what I am. But, it just, what got me is that there seems to be only one way to deal with trauma nowadays. And mine has always been to make a joke. Like our family, it's genetic coding for us. Like we always make the worst, darkest jokes during the most traumatic events. For example, my mum had broken a back.
Nikki. we're sitting here with smiles on our face because we lost you on Zoom there. We lost you for like 30 seconds.
I was making the best point ever.
No, you've still got the point because we can still play the point, but we come back and we're smiling. You're going, my mum's back was broken. I've lost a foot. And we're sitting there going, the fucking internet's fucked. Sorry, please go on. So Abby Chatfield broke your mother's back. Yep, she stepped on cracks deliberately.
No, so it's unfair to assume that there's only one way to deal with trauma. You know, everyone thinks that soapboxing and getting angry is the way to deal with it. Our family, we're genetically coded to make jokes and we're very good at making the darkest jokes in the worst moments, and that's like what Osbournes do. For example, as I was going to say when you froze, my mum broke her back. And she
that is funny.
it was horrendous. And she was going through rehab. And because she couldn't move for like 8 weeks, she put on weight. And then she said to Dad, she said to all of us, I've got to lose 20 kilos of ugly fat. And he says, well, we'll chop your head off.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
But yeah, to your point.
This is the level of dealing. My husband did it to me too once. Worst moment, my career, I'd hit rock bottom. Like things had really turned to shit. And I'm crying and crying. And I just said to him, just say something funny. And he goes, you're a successful actress? Then I slapped him and then I laughed so hard. So this is how we deal with things. I mean, Ricky Gervais talks about it in his special about it's the hug, you know, when he talks about the smoke, the ashes. Does it taste bitter? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, that's grandma's minge. Like, it's so inappropriate. But that's how you deal with things. And that's how I deal with things. And I think that that's how a lot of people deal with things. But unfortunately, if you deal with them that way in a public forum, as I did, you are leaving yourself open to an absolute smackdown, which is the way things are going nowadays.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to me.
And it's a really interesting one, on top of what we said before about it being just like attacking another woman. But I imagine she sees these type of things and sees it as an opportunity to further her career. And I get that. That's the game. That's the game we're all playing. But this wasn't your first time having a big public pile on, was it? And I don't mean
no.
I don't mean sexually, obviously. You're not in OnlyFans yet. No, but
that's coming.
Oh, gross.
And so will you be. Oh, gross. No, gross. Sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Stop. It's fucking weird.
Kids will be like, Mom. Yeah, no, it's happened to me before. And again, too far. So I announced a show called On the Spectrum for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And it was my first ever show. And within 24 hours of announcing it, there were petitions to have it shut down because I was being, well, people assumed
that I was
punching down. And so they were just outraged. They were outraged. They're like, you can't call it On the Spectrum. You're not on the spectrum. You can't call it On the Spectrum. And I'm like, well, I was going to call it On the Topic of the Spectrum from a Mother's Perspective, but I couldn't fit on the fucking poster. And then...
Well, you have an autistic son, which is an important point here that I don't think you've raised yet.
I have not raised that. I just assume that everyone knows.
I thought you had autism.
I reckon I probably do.
Yeah, spent this whole podcast on
I reckon you do too, Isaac. There's no filter.
Me?
There.
Oh, he definitely does. 100%.
I'm not autistic. What about we were just before we started this podcast, Bluey was having a crack at me because apparently I'm an old man. Because I said to Claire, because at 6 o'clock we go and have dinner. That's what we do every night. That's our thing.
Yeah. And
he said, well, I said, maybe some people think I'm this big fucking, you know, who are men's rights, all that shit that I don't think I am, but some people think I'm this mad right-wing crazy man. That's not what I am. And then
no, you're a social commentator.
I'm a but I said to Claire, who was sitting over in the
Is
rocking
that an
chair.
Acronym?
No. I said to Claire, who was sitting in the rocking chair over there, I said, what are we going to have for dinner tonight, darling? Ravioli or quiche?
Yeah.
And that's the real person that I am. That's the absolute crazy human that I am. And Bluey made fun of me over it.
Which I think was warranted because that was gay.
That was pretty gay. That was pretty gay. But yes, so you had a show for the Melbourne Comedy Festival called retards.com. And you were going to have, well, you know, you had On the Spectrum, and I've got a brother with autism, so I can make jokes about autism.
Yes.
I make them to him. He can't speak, so I imagine that he's fine with them.
He's got to pretend he's laughing. Like
you just
got to
pretend he's laughing. He's always laughing about something. He's got a smile at all the time. It's great.
The thing is, they're always happier than we are.
They're always happy, yeah.
That's the point of my show, to be honest, is that they've got their shit far more sorted than we do. We've got so many issues and hang-ups and social anxiety and goals and all this noise, and they just don't have it.
So what happened? You got a lot of heat.
I got a lot of heat. Yes, I did. It just kept coming on and coming on and coming on. At one point, they actually, I had a meltdown online. Don't do that. Don't cry online. Don't.
No,
doesn't
don't
work.
Do that.
Look at Sam Frost. Doesn't work.
Who's Sam Frost?
Either. Oh, we've been over this. It's like working with Dory. I explained it last time as well when you said that.
51st date.
I don't know who Sam Frost is. I know you told me last week. I still don't know.
All right, Dory. 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. But I cried about it. I said, just leave me alone. I'm just trying to put on a funny show. Anyway, they screenshot my crying face. They had it printed into T-shirts. And it said, bring down the bully. And they sold them online.
Wow.
Fuck.
Or because you make a comedy show called On the Spectrum talking about your life as a mother with a son with autism.
Correct. But what the bastards didn't know is that they thought I was punching down. No, my son's the hero of the whole show. And it's flipping it all about all the stuff that's going great for him. But no, that's what it's like on the internet, isn't it?
Yeah.
You shoot first and ask questions later. How did that work out for Alec Baldwin? That's another joke I do on stage.
That's a joke about
show
death.
Too far.
That's a joke about death. That's a joke about death. So you can do jokes about death but not autism. What's
Correct.
Worse?
Did you say the deaf?
Because the person you're joking about can't argue back.
Yes.
Yeah, they can't.
And I agree. I don't think you should punch down towards autistic people. I don't think you should hit any autistic people. Down syndrome, I think you should coward punch them. Always running around. You never know where they are.
Sake.
Creeping out. No, I
Well,
so,
you definitely shouldn't hit them with a wooden spoon like that woman on the Gold Coast who got
Yeah, what happened
probation.
There? She's on probation over hitting her son with a wooden spoon.
Do you know what my first thought was? She couldn't find a thong.
Who's hitting their children with thongs?
Nah, you got to get the spoon.
The spoon's where
it's at. That's what the Queenslanders do.
Yeah, you would.
That's
do
why
that,
he's all got freaks. Ill-disciplined.
So what are you going to do with Chatfield?
Bluey?
Are you going to fight? Is it going to be a celebrity boxing match with Abby Chatfield and Nikki Osborne?
No, there isn't because I've got the height advantage. But yeah.
You are quite tall. When I met you last week, you were wearing heels, so that's cheating. But
look how ripped I am. Look at that. Whoa.
Jesus Christ, it's bulging.
Quaking in your boots. Whoa.
Good grief.
Whoa. I got my bingo wings.
Bingo.
The tuck shop arms.
The tuck shop arms, yeah.
No, tuck shop are fat ones. Bingo wings are the skinny ones that still hang.
That's what I've got going on. Why are they called bingo wings?
Bingo wings, because when they say bingo and their arms flap.
How do you know that?
It's an old expression, mate.
Okay, fair enough. Yes, sorry,
when
go
he's
on.
He's down there trying to get his quiche. Or his ravioli at the RSL.
Grabbing a granny. Listen, grabbing a granny.
Out with his girlfriend.
I think we're going to have ravioli in case anyone's wondering. because it comes with garlic bread, so that's pretty exciting.
Nice.
Is it Latina fresh?
I think Claire bought the budget version. I don't know why.
Oh, is it packet ravioli?
Version. Yeah, of course it's packet ravioli.
Is this a housing commission flat?
How the fuck am I going to make ravioli?
Get nice Italian.
In what world am I going to make ravioli?
Make it, but get it from a nice Italian. They get packet ravioli, you dero.
It's nice. It takes 2 minutes to make. You boil it for 2.5 minutes and it's ready.
That's rubbish.
And you put finished? The little.
Fucking Christ. All right. you're going to jelly wrestle domestic. Abby Chatfield. Is that what's happening?
That'd be
nice. No, maybe on OnlyFans if it unbuggers the koalas. That's the only way I'll wrestle anyone.
Question about the koalas. They're doing all right after the bushfires, aren't they? Didn't they get heaps of donations? I think the koalas are flush
for
cash.
They did for a bit, but then COVID took over and then most of their habitat, they've got a housing crisis, basically.
Yeah,
so
do we.
I spoke to some of the charities. So the houses burnt and then they starved and then the floods came and all the leaves are poisoned from the floodwaters.
Oh.
So they're all getting poisoned. So the houses that are left, they're getting poisoned because they're eating dodgy Coles ravioli. But
it's fucking Woolworths, mate. Wake up yourself. How dare you?
So pretty much the way to unbugger them is to plant as many eucalyptus trees as possible. So then we can create another flame zone in about 10 years' time.
Yeah.
But they need them. Do you ever think that koalas, if they ate something different, would have more energy?
Yeah, aren't they stoned all the time off the eucalyptus?
Yeah, that's apparently the thing. The eucalyptus oil stones. Like
they're creates, like stoned all day.
It has some sort of THC-like effect on them.
So these lazy couch potatoes just getting stoned all day and want free handouts.
I'm sick of koalas.
Chlamydia.
Yeah, and they're all they're doing
sound
is
like
rooting.
They live in Redfern, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, koalas are just poor people.
What a beautiful life. They remind me of my mate Jark.
Yeah, just getting high all the time.
Just high, drinking, rooting.
Hanging out.
Fuck, he used to pull some girls. I don't know how he did it. He was off his head all the time. Excuse me.
Does he live on handouts as well?
No, he's a very successful miner. He's turning 18 soon. Hey. So let's talk about now I remember you sent me a message. You said some very full on things about Chatfield that you want to say to her face.
No, I did not, but you could probably paraphrase. Look, I just can't stick the boot in.
Because you got to call her out. You got to. It's like Conor McGregor. You need to be the Conor McGregor in this situation. You got to call her out. That's how you get back on top in this game.
Maybe after my show's aired, maybe that's a better idea.
Oh, okay. When you got, yeah, okay, fair enough.
She's got a bit to lose here.
There is the threat of that. In fact, I've had multiple messages saying, just don't, Osborne, don't. Just get your show on air, then do whatever the fuck you want. We don't care.
But you're doing good at the moment. You're making a lot of TikToks. You're starting to push that social media. You got this podcast. You're doing great.
Yeah. I'm doing all right, but I need points to become prizes. I need like a big lucrative deal. So, you know, I've been stuck in two worlds because, you know, you're doing your own thing. You're like Ned Kelly off to the side, doing your own thing, self-sufficient. Don't suckle from the teat of anything. And I was there for a while too, and it's the happiest I ever was. Then I've been lured back in, which I'm grateful for. But all of a sudden, I don't have full control anymore and it sucks.
Okay, so you're going to fight Chatfield and then so let's talk about
venues.
Venues that we can fill. I reckon we can fill Optus Arena.
MGM Grand.
Could you imagine? That'd be quite the thing. Yeah, okay, with OnlyFans.
With OnlyFans, the question is this. Mm-hmm. And I already know the answer, but for the viewers and for Bluey, because I said to Bluey, and not to put him on the spot, I said to Bluey, this is what we're doing today on the podcast, talking about Nikki's OnlyFans, and he was like, fuck yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, I was enthusiastic about this one. Until I realised it was a joke for a TV show, and then I was bitterly disappointed. No,
but this is the question.
I'm actually doing it. Like, I'm fulfilling the brief.
So we should subscribe.
You should definitely subscribe.
Why should the people subscribe?
Well, they should because I'm doing it for a good cause. First,
fuck the koalas.
But no one.
Secondly, I know everyone keeps saying, don't give the money to the koalas, woman.
Yeah, keep it for yourself. Then you can do your own thing.
Well, then I could start my own koala rehabilitation.
Program. You could do anything. You could become a koala with that cash. You do whatever the fuck you want.
Get them in rehab and like detoxify them from leaves and get them onto something healthy, and then
hemp leaves. Get them on the hemp leaves. That'd be nice. Sorry, go on.
It would be. The other reason is because I have a lot of bushy fans. Like, there's a lot of fans internationally as well, and that, you know, I'm basically, she's the face that launched 1,000 Holdens. So I'm kind of finally giving them what they want. Because, you know, I put all this funny stuff up and they're like, oh, it's so funny. Can you do it in a bikini?
yeah, men
it'd be funny if you were nude.
Men are creeps. Men are creeps. Yeah, yeah,
it'd be even better if you did it like that. And so that's another reason. And I used to host a show called Quizmania. And I've got a loyal following from then when they voted me 16th hottest woman in the world in FHM magazine.
In the world?
In the world. At the time.
Holy shit.
I was a wranger with big boobs who was amusing at night. To be honest, most people were drunk when I was on air, so I probably seemed more attractive than I was. But whatever. Yeah. I've got some accolades.
We lost her
again
if you're watching our feed.
I've got that in the coffee table.
I don't know why it drops in and out.
The internet's fucking
terrible. Pay your fucking phone bill.
Pay the phone. Pay your phone.
Oh, you're frozen again. I honestly thought you were gobsmacked for about 30 seconds.
We've come back. We've come back.
We're trying to play it cool.
The first thing I see is so the last thing we heard you say was like, and the, as far as the content is concerned, and then we come back and you're doing this. You're going.
Bloody hell. I just thought you were gobsmacked the whole way through and really impressed, but no.
We're trying to play it cool. Once it cuts out, we just keep smiling and nodding.
Like, yeah, we do the whole journalism thing. Like, we're just very good. But very interesting.
You're both like this. Anyway.
So what did you say? Sorry, please repeat that for us. Just the dot points.
Oh, I was talking. Okay, so the reasons you should follow OnlyFans.
Okay, yeah. we got you help the koalas. You
help
see
the koalas.
You see Bushy's bits.
Get the bush out. Well, I'll just say it. Yep.
Well, there's a question. Do you get the bush out?
Is there bush anymore, really?
The George W.
Well, no, but this is the thing.
It's Prime Minister Bush.
You're about 10 years older than me.
Yes.
Right? So you...
That was the third reason, and you were frozen. I'm like, oh, yeah.
So you're saying that no one your age has a bush, but the bush is coming back for people 10 years younger than me.
Oh, is it?
The bush is back for the younger woman.
Jeb Bush.
Is Bush back?
The Bush is back, apparently.
Bit of Bush bashing.
Well, that suits me.
this is the thing. I guess my question is, what do people, because people on OnlyFans either, and this is what I did. Do you know what I can do, Nikki? What? I'll show Josh what I showed you last week, which is a very weird thing to say, but let me finish it.
Is this the dude with the reserve?
Nikocado Avocado. Do you know him?
I don't know who that is.
So basically what I showed Nikki last week was we're talking about OnlyFans and we're talking about what you can do. So either you just stand there with like a hand bra or whatever and the guys see a bit of side boob or whatever. And I'm not saying that's what you're doing. I'm just saying that's what some people do on there.
Or you just go full throttle.
Or you do what this guy does and you go full throttle. So
this will be good.
Hey. I want you to close your eyes.
It's not good.
So he's a massive YouTuber, right?
Huge. How many followers has he got compared to you?
We're talking 2 million followers.
So he's bigger than you.
Bigger than me. All he does on his channel is eat like mukbang food. Like
what's mukbang food?
So he just eats heaps of food and people watch him eat. He's 400 pounds. His name's Nikocado Avocado. And this is the content he posts.
Can I open my eyes?
Open your eyes.
Is that the butt or the reserve?
That's his butthole.
Why does his butthole look like a vagina?
Because he's a...
Oh, what's going on? What the fuck? Does this fucking bloke wipe?
Don't show the cameras.
No.
Don't show the cameras.
But how much money is he making at the moment?
Also, that is a huge anus. That is a massive blurter.
If you've just joined us, we're reviewing Nikki Osborne's OnlyFans.
Stop it.
What was your question? Sorry.
Can I ask you a couple of questions? Because I want to know more about you because we've talked all about me getting cancelled the online that thing. The word's gone.
Don't leave it on my phone. I'm taking it off. Hang on.
No, get rid of him.
Oh, that was fucking crook.
All right. Sorry, Nikki, guys. Sorry, Nikki. Go on, mate. Yeah. Sorry.
Now, I know I'm not the only one who gets cancelled and I know that you've been cancelled a few times as well over jokes where you've probably gone too far or they've assumed you've gone too far. For example, I know you had an incident after the Christchurch mosque shooting.
Yeah, which I didn't commit, by the way, just for everyone freaking out.
No,
like I wasn't the person who did it. I made a joke about it.
But you do get treated like you did actually shoot someone.
Honestly, the anger towards me after that joke was like I did it. It was crazy. And, you know.
So what was the joke?
The joke is the saddest thing about the Christ. Well, I have to think about it. The saddest thing about the Christchurch massacre wasn't the 52 innocent Muslims who were killed. It was the thousands of people that night in Christchurch who couldn't get home because all the cabbies were dead. Now, that's a great joke.
Blew his face.
It's a great bit. And the thing, what was funny about it, I think, was
because where did you say this? Just to put it into context.
So
where were you when you?
You're on stage.
Yeah, well, I did this joke in something like 80 different shows across 6 different countries or 5 different countries. I did this everywhere and I put it in my special. And this is where I got clipped. So I got clipped from my special onto Twitter. Goes viral on Twitter. Posted by a gentleman, I can't remember his name, a Muslim gentleman. So obviously a lot of his followers in that sort of religion, that religion. And they all were very, very angry, very angry. And almost rightfully so, because when they saw that video, it just looked like I was just doing a TED talk. Like there was no context that I was a comedian or anything. They just saw this guy being an absolute asshole.
Yes.
Why that joke is funny is because it takes you on a journey that is somewhat like a horror movie. It's a jump scare. You don't see it coming. Yep. And it's so fucked up that it's funny, that you laugh at it. That's why it's funny, because you don't see that happening and no one talks like that. The jokes that I tell at my show, not all of them, but there are ones in there, are jokes that you would only hear around your mates. They're that fucked up. Not all of them, but they're spread out throughout the show.
No, but that's what stand-up's for. That's why people are there, to have that cathartic release. So someone can say what pops into their head. So they've got that release. And I think it's kind of vital. Otherwise, people go out angry in real life because they're so repressed because they can't joke about what they're harboring.
Absolutely.
So and in a way, you did a lot of people a favour because they just got it out. They said, oh, good, that's the obvious elephant in the room. Totally inappropriate, but funny here and now.
Are you saying I'm the hero of Christchurch?
I think that's what
you're saying. Well, you were that night in that room.
I told that joke in Christchurch after the tragedy, the massacre, and it was met with a round of applause. This is in a city that has suffered so much, not just the Muslim population, but the general population from the enormity that was surrounded with the earthquakes that happened there. Like that town is literally, it looks like a bomb site.
They've copped a pizzling.
They've copped an absolute shocking. And I felt so sorry for them, but they needed to laugh. They needed to laugh about fucked up things, and that's what I deliver. So if you don't like it, don't watch it and fuck off.
Pretty much. I mean, they got away with it in Steel Magnolias. You know that scene? What? I'm sure that's your favourite movie. While you eat your quiche, you watch Steel Magnolias.
Mate, we watch Everybody Love. We watch Everybody Loves Raymond in this house, so I don't know what you get up to.
Do you really?
I haven't seen Steel Magnolias.
You're frozen now. Wait, I'm just waiting for you to come back. There we go.
What is Steel Magnolias?
Oh, it's a movie with Julia Roberts, and Julia Roberts dies, and then, wait, is it Sally Field?
I don't know, mate.
Fuck, have you seen it?
I think it's Abby Chatfield.
No, it's not. Fuck, no. So anyway, Jesus. She's just buried a daughter and then she makes some
Abby
really
Chatfield just buried a daughter.
Joke. Oh my God. Oh.
Julia Roberts was a prostitute in Pretty Woman.
She was. She's a whore.
Thanks, Bluey.
Went and saw Jim Jefferies on Saturday night.
You went and saw Jim Jefferies.
Talking about blokes who don't mind saying some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, so what did he say?
Oh, mate. He was on the trans community in about 4 minutes.
Was
in.
He?
No, he was hilarious.
Good on him.
Very, very funny. Very loose.
It's like 6,000.
Yeah, it was just hilarious. Like, it's just, I don't know. But like you say, like, people love that shit.
People love fucked up humor.
Like, because it's like you say, when you're sitting around with your mates having a few stubbies, it's fun to say the wrong thing.
Yeah. It's the whole point.
Because none of us mean it.
It's like going, it doesn't mean anything. No, and then if you release it, then it really doesn't mean anything because you just spat it out, had a laugh, move on.
It only works if you know that person's not a piece of shit. Like if you've got a mate who's like pretty sexist, he hates women, and he makes a joke about hitting his wife, that's not funny. That's not funny because he probably does it. But if I said if I walked into a room and I said, oh, I just beat the shit out of Claire, everyone knows that's a joke because she'd beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And it's all good. It's okay. It's kosher. It just depends on the person. It's one of those things. It's a trust thing, I think.
It is a trust thing. What's another – I was going to ask you about some other jokes to see whether or not they've gone too far.
You know the answer's going to be no for all of them.
What?
You know the answer's going to be no for everything.
Yeah. I don't think anything's too far at all.
No, we'll be free. Okay, so
– nothing's too far.
A joke I do. So I do – 2 years ago I did a show called Bad Barbie, not the $52 million one. Should have done that. Mm. That would have been smart. But I go through all the Barbies that there should be, like Bogan Barbie and Me Too Barbie and all the Barbies and what their accessories would be. Then I do Barley Barbie and I go about how she'd have a shit Bintang singlet and a bad tattoo and stomach parasite and a boogie board with extra storage. And then I say, well, what about a Barley 9 box set? And then every time, without fail, I go, ooh.
Why?
And then I'm...
Why is that bad?
Well, because it's a collectibles edition, because you got to collect them all before they're gone. Yeah. well, that's where the joke goes.
I'll say this on top of that. I do a very similar joke, but about Down Syndrome Barbie, and I say don't waste $45 on Down Syndrome Barbie. Just put regular Barbie in the microwave for 45 seconds.
Fuck.
Holy fuck. What do you reckon about that one, Nicky? Is that one too far? Nick.
You haven't seen my stand up, have you?
Like, Nick, we've lost you.
I've seen you stand up, but it's hard when I'm right here and like my reactions are on camera. Like, I don't know about you, but with my shows, I make sure that the lights are really quite dark so people's. Because otherwise they're paranoid about laughing at
absolutely.
The dark stuff.
It has to be
make
dark.
Sure they're blacked out so they can laugh incognito.
Yep.
Because you don't want to be like I am right now going, don't laugh at that. Don't.
So basically so by you aware. Laugh by you laughing at that, you have given it the go ahead that it's okay.
Well, fuck. I mean, I laughed.
But it's
was a shock one.
Yeah, it's a funny. We all do jokes that are fucked up. I do the Muslim one.
Backpacker Barbie.
Backpacker Barbie.
Yeah, you find you have to buy the different parts in different stores.
See, it's good. It's good because it's fucked up, and we know it's fucked up. You know,
like I can't even watch Wolf Creek, and the thing is, I've Googled because I sometimes talk about astrology. Here we go.
This would be good.
But you're a crab.
I'm a crab.
Zach.
I'm a creepy
you're a
crab.
Sensitive Cancerian. I'm a crab too.
Oh, we've got crabs.
Vicky
Osborne's
crabs.
Got crabs. Wow.
Look out, koalas. We've got the crabs. But the thing is, you know who else is a crab? Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
He's a king. Crab. And we've got this thing where we feel a lot and we react a lot.
I like how you take the S off Ricky Gervais's last name.
Well, isn't it kind of a French
thing? It's a French surname.
I like how you take it and you just go, nope, this is how I'm going to say it.
Well, they drop the
S, that's how you pronounce it.
I love it. I like that you guys think you're better than Ricky Gervais.
That's how you pronounce it.
No, no, go for it.
You fucking hick.
No.
You bogan hick.
No, it's cool. If you guys want to just take the man's fucking name.
I'm frozen like you don't know how to pronounce it.
You fucking crabs.
Go enjoy go at your packet ravioli.
Fuck off with my ravioli.
For you to come back.
It's beautiful. Sorry, Nikki. Is she frozen too or is she just really
she just disgusted or frozen?
Did you talk that whole time? Yeah, you did. Shit.
Yeah, you were. Okay, hang on. I'm Googling it.
What are you Googling?
You're right. It's Gervais. He's French.
Gervais.
It is Gervais.
He's Italian.
With the S on the end.
Gervais.
No, how do you say Maya?
Maya?
Oh, thank God you don't put an S on the end.
Why would I say Myers?
Everyone says Myers. Like people say Gervais.
Well, this is it's the same when the chaser was a big thing in Australia. The chaser's war on everything. People used to say, oh, did you watch the chasers last night? It's like, no. It's a fucking singular. It's fuck
good.
Off, all right? Get it right. That's how you fucking
say it. Is this happening at the Newcastle end or is this happening at our end?
Jesus Christ. We've got to stop talking over each other. The screen freezes and we just go on our own little tangents. It's great.
We should splice it together and see what comes out.
This would be a clusterfuck to listen to.
Oh, I'm so happy I'm not editing this. My God. No, Lordy's not either. Connor's on this one. Good luck, mate.
Suck eggs.
All right. Well, it is getting close to ravioli time.
Your dinner. I knew you were going to fucking say that.
I don't know why we did the podcast so late. We should do it at like 12 o'clock at night.
How about you just fucking eat your dinner after 6 o'clock?
You mind your business. So what is she going to – this is the thing, though. You need to tell people what you're going to do on OnlyFans. Is it full frontal nudity? Are you doing hand bras? What is the go? Because you told Claire. You didn't tell me.
Yeah, oh, right. Okay. What am I doing on OnlyFans? Well, as you said to me once, it's a slippery slope. So initially, it's hand bras. But mind you, I do a nudie run.
Asshole.
You do a nudie run?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do an avocado asshole. There's nudie runs in it.
That's where you're going to miss out. What? That's where the koalas are going to miss out, you know. I think the first post needs to be full ass
spread.
Like a Vegemite sandwich, just spread. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm that's sorry. A bad yeast infection.
Vegemite sandwich.
Look, it's enough. To be honest, it's way more than anything I've ever given away. And I reckon it's that there won't be disappointed punters.
So what does your husband think of this? Does he say, oh, this is too far? Or has he seen the photos and said, that's not far enough?
It's not far enough.
He said
Osborne,
that.
Yes. He said, what are you doing? I said, I look really hot. He's like, yeah, but you look too pretty. Like, and then he went through all the other photos and he fucked off all the photos when my face looked really good. And it's just all rig shots. And he's like, that's all you need. You need that. But maybe bend over a bit more next time. I'm saying to him, look, I'm naked. What more do you want? A colonoscopy? Jesus.
Have you not seen the avocados Vegemite sandwich? That's what he wants. He wants the avocado sandwich.
But I think the thing is he forgets that that's what he wants, not what he wants me to give to everyone else. But, it's still hot. But, yeah, he said I could have been more suggestive.
Okay, well, fair enough.
I still posed like a chick.
Yeah, I don't know. It is weird because like I even though I don't really know you very well, like I've met you once and we've spoken over the gram and stuff, I feel weird about talking about it because I'm like, oh no, Nikki's my friend. I don't want to think about her nude. That's a bit weird for me.
I know,
like,
and I'm a very decent person too, which makes this even weirder. But that's why I think it's funny. I'm quite disconnected from it because it's so funny that a 40-year-old woman is getting a rig out to unbugger koalas with chlamydia. Like, it's fucking funny.
You're going to unbugger them with chlamydia? That's like, that's how you're doing it. You're utilizing the chlamids.
Well, chlamydia is not up the bum, is it? No, but I'm going to unbugger them. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you get chlamydia in the ass. I'm sure.
Do you? No, oh, I guess you probably do.
I'll Google it.
But see, I'm disconnected from it because I know that I'm wholesome. I reckon girls who are a little bit more loose would probably feel more bashful about it. You know, the ones that just have it in Linktree on their Instagram.
Are you slut shaming?
It sounds like slut shaming.
No.
You can get chlamydia in the rectum. There you go.
No, all I'm saying. Oh, excellent.
Oh, great.
Wear a dinger.
Oh, that's good.
No, what I'm saying is because I'm so, my life is so conventional in every other area that it's really, really funny because, like, we're going to be having a good laugh at canteen at the school on Tuesday. Like, me and the ladies, I'm going to try and get them involved so that we can do fundraisers for the school. I'll be like, get your BAPS out, I don't know, to try and upgrade the tuck shop.
Get your BAPS out.
Yeah, I haven't heard that for years.
Get your BAPS out. Get the milkers out. Nikki Osborne has her milkers out on OnlyFans. And how much are you charging for OnlyFans?
It keeps changing. But at the moment, I believe it's $10 a month.
$10? Yes. I'm sorry, you've $10. Just dropped out. Fuck this $10. Internet has fucking just ruined us today. It has gone full Harvey Weinstein and raped us.
It doesn't like us. I wonder if the SD card is corrupted this time as well.
Oh, I don't know. What about that? Bloody, your first podcast. We had a great podcast. Not that this is bad, but the first one, we really got in depth with some stuff. We had a great chat. And then it was just ruined. The audio was just destroyed. What do you put it down to? Do you put it down to Putin? Is something happening?
Oh, could be Putin. It could be my guardian angel saying, just don't do an Isaac Butterfield podcast. Could be God. Maybe God doesn't like my OnlyFans, but my character Bushy, she says that it was God approached her.
Okay.
And went, Bushy, use your ridiculously good rig to unbugger the koalas.
So
and
when
I was like, all right, God or Allah or Madonna, whoever you are, yeah.
Go and check out Osborne's Bush. She's
or the Bush Blonde. For the sake of Mattel not suing me.
Or the Blonde.
I said Bush Blonde.
Didn't I? No, you said Bush Barbie twice.
Oh, fuck me. Bush Blonde Barbie, the Blonde Bushy, the Bushy Blonde, the bloody, the Bushy Ushy. I tell you what, for a 50-year-old, she doesn't look too bad. She, tell you what, like a young Camilla. That's what I thought, like a young Camilla Parker Bowles.
Bluey. So do you get paid by the NDIS to be his carer?
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of an Alambi sort of youth worker type setup. So me and Lordy do sort of 12-hour shifts and, yeah, it is part of the NDIS, yeah.
Keeping him. Oh, Jesus. Well, it's been great talking to you as well.
Pleasure.
Oh, thanks so much for coming on. And when's your next show coming up? Where can I direct traffic to?
I'm actually going to be in New Zealand, quite close to Christchurch, in a couple of months. So come and see me there. Please
hope you
don't
get shot.
Please don't shoot me. Now, I will say this for people who are confused, because we've both been saying your show, my show, welcome to this show, that show. Nikki has put up this show on her podcast channel, which is what's your podcast called?
Too Far.
Too Far, and I've put it up on mine as well, because we did originally shoot one the other day, and let's face it. We've got things to do. We've got ravioli to cook, so we're not shooting two of the bastards. So that's why it's on both. So if you don't like that, you can suck me off and send your complaints to fucking nowhere.
Send them to Nikki.
Send
you got a problem with it, send them to Nikki's channel.
Nikki,
if you like it, tell us.
I tell you what, I'd love to find out some of the creepy messages, and you should read them out on your TikTok. Some of the creepy messages you get on your OnlyFans, because there's going to be some absolute belters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be, and that'll be my next show.
Fantastic. Well, Nikki Osborne, thank you for being on my show and your show and everybody's show. Go and check out her OnlyFans. How about this, Nikki? On my Brisbane show, I got given this. I was going to mention it before. This is a 3D printing a man gave me of a penis. It's called a dick. Cockasaurus.
He said,
wow. I made you a cockasaurus. It's even got the little like chicken skin on the balls, which is very exciting.
It's like Jurassic Park and a porno.
Yeah, it's like, imagine if that was chasing Newman. It was molded off the guy that gave it to me.
That's terrifying.
It's actually quite, it's a bit, like the shaft is not very big, which is confronting. I feel sorry for the man.
And it looks hard.
It looks hard. It's even
and
got
you
a.
You washed it first, right?
It's got a pee hole, look.
Oh, gee, it does.
Look,
goodness me.
Look.
Look at it. Do you know what some OnlyFans...
That'll probably be what my inbox will be like on OnlyFans.
Some too. OnlyFans girls, they do dick ratings for $5.
Do they really?
How I know that? Don't worry about it.
Can I mount this to my microphone?
I think you should.
Podcast.
So they do like they will rate a penis for $5. Like, do you have to do a good rating for $5? Is that like what if you give a bad rating? That can't be good for anyone's business.
No, I mean, I'd do it for free, but that's fascinating.
Don't do it for free. You got to charge. You got to think about the koalas.
Yeah, the koalas. Yeah,
the koalas. Cruella de Vil, koalas.
Dick ratings. What has the world become? All these people, these slappers on OnlyFans. Jesus.
Oh, now you're slut shaming. You're the slapper. Yeah.
I'm doing it to myself.
That's you.
Yeah, that's you. Using irony. That looks like Jackie Chan's doodle from here.
Oh, now you're being racist. Oh. Nikki Osborne, somebody stop her.
Bloody hell.
No, this is all.
Oh, what am I going to do with you?
No, it's all. It's this is all pretend. We're all good people here. We all look after each other and we all love each other.
So I know. And
go and
all,
check.
What are you doing?
How about I hate Zoom interviews. They fucking suck. We had such a good combo in the. Anyway, don't worry about it. Go and check out Nikki's tits. Go and watch the show and go and do something with me. Go and look, buy me fucking stupid merch or something.
And stop trying to cancel Butterfield.
Yeah, leave me alone. I'm a good person. All right.
He is. Nikki Osborne, closed doors.
Go and follow her at ndis.com.
Fucking hell. Jesus. Fuck. Can we end it?
End it all. Stop playing with the dick. It's putting me off.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, thank you very much for the third time. Appreciate it. Signing off. Love you guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
I hear him chat to the noise. Move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys. Man's so tough, but man's keep walking.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am on tour right now. Live comedy is back. I'm going across the country and New Zealand in 2022, and I want to see you there. I want to make you laugh. I want to make you smile, and I want to offend you. Head to isaacbutterfield.com/tickets right now, okay? That's where you need to go get your tickets. They are selling out fast. Live stand-up comedy is back. The Buttsman is back, and I am absolutely pumped to come to your part of the world.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.